M. Night Shyamalan. People were very excited about him early in his career. The Village, the Sixth Sense, Unbreakable. Basically, he had made a name for himself as being the kind of Twilight Zone ending like guy. And the simple premise of The Visit is reminiscent of his early work. Let's give a big, massive spoiler here. So for those of you who have not yet seen the film but yet still want to see it, please don't listen to the spoiler until after you've seen it. And everybody else, here you are. The premise is two kids go off to stay with their grandparents, and they actually are not their grandparents. They've killed their grandparents and have stashed them in the basement. And you don't find this until the end. So basically, things get weirder and weirder with the grandparents. The grandmother takes her clothes off and scratches the walls naked, crawls around, just does essentially very creepy things. And it's not till you get the payoff that it's not her grandmother at all that it gets insanely creepy. But what you really have here is a grim fairy tale. You've got a gingerbread house. You think that the grandparents may kill and eat the kids. And it's really a 15-year-old girl protagonist and her younger brother. She's filming, and they're both filming, so you have the conventions of filming and found footage, so it's post, you have the meta, sort of post-postmodern dialogue of, you know, we're making a movie, and so as the audience, you're brought into that together, so you can kind of forgive the fact that you've seen this convention now used in every permutation possible, but, you know, as we change, so we stay the same, and essentially this goes back to the roots of storytelling and fairy tales, so we're back at the origins of why people told stories, and that's to be afraid of strangers. And in 2015, we still are afraid of strangers, and especially a new type of horror, the horror of old people as witnessed by young children, which we will all have to deal with in our own ways.